Hi, welcome back to What's Brewing, and I am your host, Disha. Yeah, it has been quite some time since I uploaded my last episode. Thanks to everyone who has looked forward to the upcoming episodes and has been with me in this journey. As promised, I have some exciting new episodes coming up, like this one. In this episode, I have Siddharth Bedi with me, who is a videographer at this company called Array, and he's based out of Mumbai right now. In the lockdown, he made this super amazing short film with his sister called My Sister and Hand-Me-Downs. It went super viral on Instagram. I'm sure you must have come across it. And if you haven't, I'm going to link it in the description box so that you can go and check it out. Without any delay, just grab a cup of coffee or tea, whatever you like, and enjoy the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so this is an exciting episode because I have with me Siddharth Bedi, who made this really aesthetic short film called My Sister and Hand-Me-Downs, which went crazy viral on Instagram and everywhere. So welcome, Siddharth, and I'm feeling so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me here.
So what are you doing right now?
Right now, I was just actually reading this book by Sid Field. It's called The Screenwriter's Workbook. So I was just, it's a lazy Monday here. Nothing to do. So I was just reading a book right now. Yeah.
That sounds like a really interesting way of spending a boring Monday. So anyway, what are you doing currently?
So I work at this company called Array. And at Array, we create and curate all forms of content, both for digital platforms as well as for YouTube. And I work majorly in the YouTube department. I work as a director there. So I basically, we take the scripts and we make visually represent them and present them on YouTube. That's what we do at Array.
Okay. Okay. That's really interesting. So your video, My Sister and Hand-Me-Downs, has gone viral on Instagram. And that's probably how I got to know you. I mean, it would be only fair to those many, many people to know about the journey of Siddharth Bedi from college, who was making dub smashes, to Siddharth Bedi now making this aesthetic short film. So how has the journey been for you?
The journey has been incredible. It has not ended. Let's not say it's ended. This is hopefully not going to be the apex of anything that any of us achieve. But yeah, I did do dub smashes. That was back in school. It's something I don't like removing things from my profile, otherwise I would have a long time ago. But yeah, started there. Then in college, I did theater for like 3 years with Hansraj Dramatic Society in college. And then, yes, I made these really weird playdates and edits on Instagram since lockdown began. And then somehow I forced myself to do something really different and actually made a short film that supposedly has gone mildly viral, but I will calm myself right now.
Yeah, I mean, the film was really amazing to watch. I mean, if I have to give a review, then it would be, I just couldn't stop watching. Like, when it ended, I didn't realize. So, how did you come up with this idea?
That's really sweet of you to say. So, the way I came up with this idea was, I mentioned this in another interview also, that basically, there's this monthly newsletter of sorts that Regaja comes out with every once in a while. And my very close friend, who used to once be my girlfriend, Kavya, she sent me this article that Regaja had written. And she said that this reminded me of you. So that I sat down and I read it at like 2 a.m. And I was really inspired by it. It was called Small Scenes Number 2. And it was about various people and their exes and the gifts that their exes have left behind for them. So from there, my wandered, it went to my sister, my exes, my sister's exes and stuff like that. And I don't know how I ended up landing up on this really different concept, because the exes part remains in the short film, but it's a small segment of it. It's more towards my sister and I than my sister and her exes. But it was a very long journey, but it was a nice journey to get there.
Yeah, it actually is like a very small idea, which you developed with your creativity into such a big thing. And it's a very simple concept, like you said. I mean, kind of your relationship with your sister, and which is something we see in every sibling bond. And being able to turn that idea into something so big and something like this movie is commendable. So how did that happen? Like, I mean, I know it's about creativity, but someone who is into videography and who's getting into it, getting into filmmaking, what should they look out for?
Right. So surprisingly, I had never actually shot anything before this, like on a major basis. Like whatever I had shot was always my phone in college, just small sketches, you know, for promotional activities and all for our theater society and stuff. But I hadn't actually ever shot anything because I've always been more of a writer or a director or an editor, but never a videographer or a cinematographer, you know, as they call it nowadays. But when it came to this short film, I just wanted to experiment. That was my main, you know, reason to do it because I saw that, oh, Pleidits are doing well. Oh, memes are doing well. I figured, okay, let's try to actually make something which is completely original and I don't need to depend on material elsewhere. So that's where the idea stemmed out of. It was mainly just an experimental short film, and I just want to test whether, you know, someone who has basically zero film education be able to pull something like this off. And I think that's the most pleasing part, that nowadays you don't need to go to film school to learn about film. There's just so many avenues available online.
So, I mean, it is about showing your creativity and getting on it. So that's something you did so beautifully that it just went viral. And something I remember you mentioning to me while we were talking, that you did no promotion, no marketing for the video.
There was absolutely zero marketing. A couple of people actually asked me also, like face to face, whether or not I did marketing, how did I get certain pages to, you know, share the video and stuff like that. And there was nothing of the sort. I just wanted to put it out there. I think I mentioned this to you earlier also. I was expecting, anticipating probably 5,000 views at a maximum. And that was also being hopeful because I figured short film, it doesn't necessarily have an audience on Instagram, right? It's more of a YouTube medium and stuff like that. But I put it out there hoping that, okay, maybe people will like it. Maybe someone will come and tell me, oh, you did a really good job. I'm a fan of yours. And somehow it ended up going to a level that I couldn't have imagined. But yeah, there was absolutely zero marketing with that. It was just good old-fashioned word of mouth.
And so plans of extending to YouTube?
So my plan has always been to make content on YouTube. Even for example, if by God's grace, inshallah, bhai, I reach a big medium, even if I'm making short films or films or feature films, web shows, whatever, I still want to keep making content on YouTube because I just feel it's a better way to connect directly with your audience. You know, when you make feature film and stuff like that, it's obviously a great medium to explore your, you know, creativity and stuff like that. But I think YouTube and Instagram and places like that, they offer you a direct medium to conversate with your audience. So yeah, I want to shift to YouTube. I'm going to be actually putting out a couple more things on YouTube regarding and pertaining to film knowledge in general. I want to talk about films.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, YouTube will give you that freedom to interact with your audience. And we are definitely going to look forward to it. And on that note, what's your favorite part of filmmaking?
So my favorite part of filmmaking, it's a very nice question actually. My favorite part of filmmaking is so when I was in college, I did theater for 3 years, and it wasn't until I graduated from college that I realized my biggest mistake. Even though we did very well in our 3rd year, especially of theater, and we won all sorts of laurels and awards and stuff like that in Hansraj, I think my biggest regret is the fact that I can't speak on behalf of everyone else, but I at least treated theater as a very individual effort at times. Like I always said, and I always thought and felt to an extent that it is a team game and it is a team activity, theater. But to an extent, because I was the director of the play that we did, I always felt that it was my creativity and it was this very individualistic expression in my head, which was a very incorrect take to be having at that point in time. And I was a college kid and I'm still growing like I was back then. So obviously, I hope my juniors excuse me from that. I'm sure they have. But
Yeah.
yeah, that was my biggest mistake because it wasn't until I joined Array and I worked with some fantastic people, like my current boss was actually there, Anand. He taught me a lot of things about film, and one of the biggest things Anand and this other friend Prachi taught me was that filmmaking is an entirely collaborative perspective, as is theater to an extent. You can't make film on an individual level. Like, if I had to make, for example, my sister in Hand-Me-Downs, I needed my sister. Like, I can't
Yeah.
just play the sister, play the brother, shoot it, direct
Yeah.
it, edit it, write it. It's just not done. And even in terms
Yeah.
of my sister in Hand-Me-Downs, that was, I think, a rare piece of creativity wherein you just needed two people, and it was so difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. For one person to be doing everything on the day of the set, to be managing the costume, to be managing the art, it's just a very difficult
Yeah.
job. So I think working at Array, for example, in the last year and a half has taught me is that everyone is equally important on set, and that is my favorite part about filmmaking. So
Yeah.
treating everyone equally. I like being friends with everyone on set, and I thoroughly enjoy filmmaking because everyone is entitled to making it get where it is.
Yeah. I completely agree with you on this because even in my school, my college, I've done some filmmaking assignments, and I have gotten the smallest job in it because I am not good at it. But still, however, my effort was important because if I didn't probably hold the light properly, then
Exactly, exactly.
The shot would have been, yeah, good.
Precisely.
So,
You
yeah.
don't have one light person, you don't have one spot dada, one production boy, then it all just goes derailed. So it's very important to have
Yeah.
everyone in a good mood to actually, do things well on set.
And on contrary, you talked about your this recent short film, which just had two people involved in it. So, how was the experience different? Did that make you realize the importance of, having so many people around and making it easier job?
Yes, I cannot stress this enough. Yes. I'll be honest, I'm a very confident person, let's put it that way. So I
Yeah.
obviously thought that it's not going to be difficult. I can boss my sister around. My sister will listen to me because I am the elder. But
Yeah.
that day on set, it took us 2 3 days to shoot the short film, and it took us that long because there were so few people on set. At one point, I think my sister and I just gave up. We just sat down and I screamed. And we were just like, wait, pause, let's take a break, let's start this again tomorrow. Because it gets very frustrating having to do all the work. And
Yeah.
that's when you realize how important every person in the process actually is. You take really, you can't take out anyone from the process because it just makes it all that much more difficult for the people who are involved.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think this would be a takeaway for anyone who's listening to this podcast and wants to get into videography, cinematography, and all that. Like, you need to treat your co-workers, whatever their job role is,
Exactly,
equally.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's this show called Pictures. I don't know if you've heard about
Yeah,
it. It's a
I
show
have.
on PBS, right?
Yeah.
So Pictures, in its final moments, I think I remember the character talks about the lead protagonist. I don't remember the name of the protagonist, but they talk about him as he's the director of the entire thing. He's the leader. So the director, there is this common misconception that the director is supposed to be the boss of the set and stuff like that, which is completely incorrect. I mean, that is the way of looking at it, but the director at the end of the day is a leader. It's the person who brings everyone together and is supposed to keep everyone's mood to an optimum level so that everyone can operate and get the art
Yeah.
made.
Yeah.
That's entirely what it is. Anything else is just, it's a little too much. So yeah, we should just all be happy and create art together. Yay.
Yeah, create art together. That's actually should be the motive. So, moving on, I did a little bit of stalking on your Instagram, and I saw a lot of videos which are like little different from other
Little
videographers.
different, yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean the created edits and all of that. So, if you want to put your style into a box, then what would it be called?
My style, what it would be called. I personally don't know if I have one particular style. When I watch film, I think the easiest way to understand what your style is to understand what type of things you like watching, right? But
Yeah.
I think it's a completely mood thing. I love Quentin Tarantino. I love violence at times, But then again, I love Wes Anderson. I love stylized filmography like Edgar Wright. There are a lot of filmmakers out there I appreciate, and I'm inspired by each one of them to develop a certain style according to theirs. But I think if I had to say, if I had to pick a style for myself, then it would have to be dramatic family storytelling, I guess.
So the last segment, I would like to ask you about something that has caught my attention in your work, which is the way you tell stories. I mean, in all of your short films, videos and everything, and the art of storytelling has been really good. So what would be your tip for someone who's getting into videography or cinematography in terms of finding out stories or expressing it in their videos?
So I think stories just come from within, right? It's just there's just an irresistible urge for you to get that out of your body, for you to just put it out to the world. And if you have that feeling within you, then you just have to get that story out. It doesn't matter in what aspect you do it. You can do it in the form of a poem, you can do that in the form of a short film, in the form of a proper feature film, a show. But if there is a story within you that you desperately want to get out there, you just have to do it. And it'll just come naturally to you. There's no other way to do it. You'll just be, you could be on a train going somewhere like J.K. Rowling was. You could be watching another film or reading Small Scenes number 47, and it'll just come to you someday. And you just, once it's there, you owe it to the world to get it out there. Because if you don't know what you're missing out on, and the world doesn't know what they're missing out on.
That's absolutely correct, and I agree with you so much on this because I mean starting is important. That's something
Exactly.
people don't realize and they don't do because they just think we have to make it perfect in order to get it out to the world. But it's not like that. You need to just start
Exactly.
off by putting your idea, your thought out there in whatever way possible. Like when I started my podcast, I remember like going on YouTube and reading, watching a lot of videos about, how to start podcasting, how to make an intro video and all of that. And that is literally when I got my hands into video, shooting a video and editing it. So
Right,
when
right.
I made my short intro, the thing that made me do it, the phrase was start it now and start it messy. If you start it now and start it messy, you're gonna get better. So
That's absolutely right, because there's no other way but forward, right? You can't go worse. In fact, the book I was just reading right before you called, there's this quote in it. He talks Sid Fields talks about his mentor Jean Renoir. And Jean Renoir says that perfection, it only exists in the mind. It doesn't exist in reality. And it's really, it's the biggest, a lot of us are actually crippled with perfectionism. A lot of people think it's a positive trait, but it's a negative trait. There isn't anything positive about it. We just need to keep working at whatever we do, but we need to keep putting it out there as well.
True. It was great talking to you, Siddharth, and it was amazing to get so many insights from your experiences of your short film, Sister and Hand-Me-Downs, and your journey of videography. And I
Thank
hope someone who heard this is interested in videography will get an idea about, getting motivation to start it. And yeah, thank you for being here.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.